Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revoice Reviews. I'm Clara.
I'm Rachel.
And we are back again with another sort of fall, but also into Christmas movie. Or, I mean, I think it's debated whether it's a Halloween or Christmas movie.
I will debate it.
We will debate that in the end.
Yeah.
But the movie I chose was The Nightmare Before Christmas, produced by Tim Burton, another Tim Burton movie. I chose this movie just because, you know, Christmas around the corner. And I thought that this was, I've never seen this movie, but I've always like heard like people debate whether it was like a Halloween or a Christmas movie.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
Basically, we meet this dude named like Jack Skellington, and he's like a part of this like world. Every day is of the year is basically Halloween, and like essentially we learn that like Jack is like honestly bored of it. I would get bored.
Yeah, he pretty
too.
Much says that he's bored of being the Pumpkin King. It's now that I'm listening to this, us talk about it, it's so Riverdale coded. Like, it's so Riverdale. What do you mean? Oh, I'm so tired of being the Pumpkin King. Okay, buddy, where's your leather jacket? Right,
no,
right.
Like,
do you, he wears this stupid beanie for nothing.
It's another Jughead, like,
he wears his stupid,
line, honestly,
he wears his
maybe.
Stupid beanie for nothing.
I think at one point, he's, like, walking through the woods, and he's just, like, notices, like, a bunch of different doors.
Yeah,
and
he stumbles through, like, he literally falls through the Christmas door, and he sees what Christmas has to offer, apparently, and he's like, you know what? I want what they got.
Yeah, it's very colorful, you know, snow.
There's also a Sally. Sally exists. Sally's in love with Jack.
She's very sheltered too. Like,
oh,
yeah. That.
Oh my gosh, she's Priscilla Presley.
Her creator was annoying. Like, anytime she would be like, oh, like, I'm trying to go outside or whatever.
I'm trying to be in the club.
No, like, I want to be with the other ones. He was like, no, like, stay indoors. Like, she was basically Rapunzel, but like.
Oh my god, her creator was the toxic boyfriend who won't let his baddie girlfriend outside. Let her be in the streets. That's where she wants to be. They call her name.
No, honestly, Jack goes into the Christmas world. He comes back into the Halloween world with like a bunch of different things and like presents and stuff to show to his people. Like, this is what Christmas is like. He's cosplaying as Santa Claus, and he puts these like three little children to a mission where he's like, okay, y'all are gonna like get Santa Claus for me. Kidnapping.
Right.
We're kidnapping. And, like, these kids, they had a whole song in the movie where they were basically saying, like, we're going to chop up Santa Claus. We're going to boil him. Literally comparing him to a lobster.
Oh, my God. That song was fire. Well, yeah. I mean, the best song everybody knows is at the beginning. This is Halloween. Fire.
Oh,
banger. There's a reason why I was in Just Dance. But anyway, so then we get to the third act where they introduce the third act villain who kidnaps Santa from the kids, and then Jack realizes that he is that girl, the Pumpkin King, and he in fact realizes he needs to go and save Christmas Halloween, and he battles in very much a Grease style dance battle with the boogeyman, and he unravels the boogeyman and all the beetles and bugs. This scene was disgusting. Come out. And he kills the boogeyman and then returns Santa to Christmas, and then Santa also made Halloween snow and have a good Christmas Halloween. I don't know.
Jack went to Santa's world, Christmas world, and was like giving out gifts to everybody.
Yeah, and they were terrified.
Bad.
Yeah, it
was
terrified.
Really bad.
And that's when he realized that he is that girl and he needs to be the Pumpkin King.
Like, know your role. I'm sorry. If this movie shows y'all, everybody, you know, has their strengths and their weaknesses. Jack, your strength is not Christmas. You're like, they had military style like guns low-key,
yeah.
Like, shooting down at him.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
he was,
yeah.
Like,
no, because the army was shooting him down. They said army. I say army because what the hell was that?
No, like,
shooting him down. But then also, let's not forget that like Sally went to go save Santa and she like distracted the boogeyman with her detachable leg.
She was out here sacrificing limbs for this mission, like. Sally.
Mind you, over a man that did not want you for the first half of this movie.
And then in the end, like, yeah, Santa goes back.
They sing music, they get together, and then the end credit scene is like, Yeah, and Sally and Jack end up having like 5 skeleton baby. So, my worst nightmare.
They made her a mother.
Truly the nightmare before Christmas, because what do you mean? Objectively, I did not like this movie. I'll say that. Like, the voice acting was very, like, Jack was very, very, well, it was done by 2 people, and they did a beautiful job of showcasing emotion and everything. That was great. I like that. That's kind of what I liked.
I enjoy visuals. The voice acting was good. The songs were, like, nice. Like, This Is Halloween, great song.
Yeah, I like Jack's song about Christmas, although we don't like touching children. Did like that song, though. I didn't want to rush into, like, the dislikes, but this was my biggest problem with it. I had 2 big...
Transition.
I had 2 big problems with this movie. One, introducing the supposed villain in the 3rd act of the movie.
That's when my thing. Where did he
when
come
he
from?
Didn't need to be the... This movie... Guys, let me not get heated. I'm an adult. Let me calm down. I did not think this movie needed a villain. This movie did not need a villain. This movie was about Jack realizing that what he had was good and sticking with what he had, hence why him going to Sally realizing what he had, Sally, was good. A whole thesis, if you will. So introducing the boogeyman as the 3rd act villain that Jack had to defeat, there weren't enemies. They weren't antagonists and protagonists. Like, there was no... And then on top of all of that, Sally's song brought down the movie. I'm sorry. Her, like, we had Jack taking off on the sleigh for Christmas, and then she's singing the slowest, sappiest, a little awkward solo ballad love song, and then we rush into the 3rd act. I was like, oh, whoa, that broke up the movie bad.
I don't know. Like, in general, their romance between, like, Jack and Sally, it just felt so rushed, like, yes, towards the end. Like, because literally the beginning, this man literally did not... She was trying to warn him, like... Mind you, before
my Christmas won't look like that.
No, literally, like, I think she had like a little tree and it was like Christmas themed, and then it burned down and it was basically signaling to her like, hey, so like, this is not a good idea. She alerted Jack and was like, hey, like, I don't think this is good. Dude was literally like, hey, so my Santa fit, can you do that? Like, you can do that, right? He like did not care about her opinion.
Look at that, a man using a woman for his own gain, and only when he crawls back after fumbling does he realize her worth. And then the movie cuts off.
If they just honestly maybe hinted at them having like a mutual thing, and then towards the end just being like, hey, like, let's see where things go. I don't know, like, not like a full-blown, like,
you know what this just tells me? This just tells me that Tim Burton really cannot, in terms of his stories, cannot write romance, because we said the same thing for Edward Scissorhands and Pam. It didn't feel like a love. It just felt like 2 people placed together, oh, 3rd act love story. I don't know. When you get to the end of this movie and then you realize that all along there's supposed to be a romantic B plot, and you were not paying attention to that romantic B plot, and you did not think that romantic B plot was hitting.
They should have low-key focused more on Sally at that point. Like, instead of having a romance element, just have Sally be the B-plot. I don't know.
I did not think her presence was needed in this movie.
Like, she wasn't emphasized really that much, like, or used really that much
in the movie. They also only mentioned her being psychic and seeing Jack's Christmas failing once, and then never brought that up. Ever again.
They forgot she was a character, and then they were like,
how do we connect? How do we let somebody know that Jack's plan is about to fail? Oh,
like,
look at that,
so
Sally.
Raven. Like, let's throw in that.
Right.
She's seeing a vision,
she
and then she's
gaze
like,
into the future. Like, future. I would have loved this movie so much more if they did a whole Jack and ask Santa to like swap roles with him. And then see how hard it is to be Santa, or how hard it is to be in a role that you were not made for, you were not cut out for. And then in the end, he realizes that Santa has been doing a poor job in Halloween Town, and he has to go and like fix that and realize, oh yes, I am the Pumpkin King. This is where I'm meant to be. This is what was going down. And then Sally goes over to the Christmas world and be like, hey, you need to come back, whatever. That's how you use Sally. That's how you teach a lesson.
And
about
her psychic powers can come into it, because she would be like, oh no, like, you shouldn't, like, if you go into like Christmas Town, it's not gonna go well. Like, I don't know,
this movie was not my personal favorite. I'm not a big fan of Tim Burton style stories. I mean, no shade to the director. Not a big fan of Tim Burton style stories. However,
at least they had color in this.
I mean, Corpse Bride, Paranorman. Oh, I love Paranorman.
This is Halloween, pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
So what do you rate this movie? 10 being this was peak cinema. 1 being if you could burn it in a dumpster fire, you wouldn't do it because that's even this movie doesn't deserve that fate. It deserves worse.
Oh my gosh. That's an intense. It's like extremes.
I'm sorry.
I would say like 3-4. It's just, it's not like a bad movie. But it's just not good. Like, I don't know. If they emphasize more on Jack and his, like, conflict, like, internal conflict or something, and not introduce, like,
third villain. If they got rid of that third act villain, I think this movie would have been fine.
No, because literally, like, I think it would just be really interesting because he, like, in the beginning, he's like, oh, I want something better. But I think seeing him realize, like, wait, like, Christmas ain't it. Like, I don't want to do this. Like,
this is also a movie that you can tell was made to be really palatable, because I don't know if you noticed, there is no references in this movie. They don't do any like actor actress references, they don't do any pop culture references. Mm-hmm. There isn't really any adult jokes, come to think of it, other than when like Sally sticks out her leg. There's no really like adult themes or anything. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And in doing that, it's really much a cut and dry, it is what it is type movie, and I think I have to be in a specific mood for that kind of movie. Like, this is a movie I would put on in the background and not pay attention to it.
Yeah, like if I'm doing homework, I'll just be like, oh my god,
Sally. Yeah. Right.
Oh my gosh, psychic, like, yeah. Jack, oh, kidnapping Santa now,
oh my god, touching kids, oh, right.
Mm. Choices
were made. Yeah.
What about you? What's your rating?
This movie's a 3 for me. It could be so much worse. It is what it is. Like, then this movie's literally what they present to you.
No, yeah.
It's not my favorite for what could be done. Like, I'm not someone who likes Tim Burton style movies, and I'm also not someone that likes stop motion a lot. But I've seen like decent stop motion. Like, you have Paranorman, Corpse Bride, Frankenweenie stuff. Just stop motions of that nature. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. This is just not my personal favorite. Not a bad movie, just that third act random villain, and then the fact that Sally was kind of just used as exposition dump in a way. Not a big fan of that.
Now, the heavily debated topic, is this a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Okay. I think this is a Halloween movie. It teaches kids that it's okay being who you are, and in this context, that is a Halloween king, a Halloween persona, mm-hmm. a Halloween person. Like, Halloween and Christmas are two holidays you keep separate, and they're their own entities.
I feel like it is a Halloween movie. Like, mm-hmm. I think they incorporate elements of Christmas, but to say, like, oh, like, if I were to think, like, like, Halloween, like, if I were to think, like, Halloween movies, I would categorize it as more of a Halloween movie. I just, for Christmas, I would not watch it. I would not touch it. Yeah, I would not think about it, high key. Overall, in my,
there are options.
Our conclusion, it's a Halloween
movie. It's a Halloween movie.
There's a lot more Christmas movies out there, y'all.
And they're going to be coming up on Revoice Reviews because we are past October 31st.
Yeah, and we're entering Christmas, so ho, 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 y'all.
Oh. Happy holidays is what I was going to say.
Yeah, happy holidays. So yeah, that is our review of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Christmas movies are coming up, so stay tuned and get excited. And yeah, so
bye.
Bye.